spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout. Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your dollar a month trial today at shopify.com/records.
Rainy days and Mondays, but don't let it get you down. We need the rain. We'll see some on and off showers today as we continue a very persistent onshore flow out of the east off of the Atlantic, bringing in bands of rain that at times produce some gusty winds and brief heavy downpours. We did get some decent rain in spots over the weekend, especially Saturday night into early Sunday, with amounts of as much as a half inch to an inch for parts of Clay and St. John's County. And then some additional showers were heavy at times Sunday afternoon and evening. So some good news as we've entered this wetter weather pattern that we gave you the first alert about last week. And we'll see another round of enhanced showers about Wednesday of this week. So a couple of opportunities for some much-needed rain. And that persistent wind off the Atlantic means that humidity remains high, so it will be quite muggy. And there'll also be some minor beach erosion and flooding at times of high tide in particular because of that onshore east wind. And they're looking at temperatures that are going to be a little bit more tolerable. Now, the humidity is still high, yes, but we're only low 80s today. The hottest day of this week will be tomorrow. Wind will make it into the mid-80s, and a few inland spots might manage the upper 80s, and then we're back down to near or just a little bit above 80 the rest of the week. The upshot on that is that I have no official first alert 90-degree temperatures in the forecast all week long. For this entire week. That's the first time that that's happened since the middle of May. You have to go back to May 10th through the 16th since we went through a whole week without a 90-degree temperature. How about that? That's a rather stunning stat. And in fact, we managed to hit 90 degrees, by the way, on Friday. We hit 91. That was our 98th 90-degree day of the year. So it's time for a break, right? In most cases, we would expect there to be no more 90-degree temperatures this year. And if so, it would have to happen within about the next week or two, generally. Record highs by the end of October through November and December are only in the 80s. But it's been a hot summer, obviously, and so a little bit of a break in that regard, although the humidity stays high. Another disturbance moving through the area Wednesday, helping to trigger more widespread rainfall, and then the showers become more widely scattered by Thursday and Friday. But we still have a wind off the Atlantic, so it's not like the rain ends. It just becomes much more sporadic by Thursday and Friday. And those temperatures, again, moderate in the low 80s for highs, still in the 60s to low 70s for lows because of that high humidity. There are indications that we'll scour out this humidity finally next weekend and should provide for some pretty decent weather as it stands right now. That's good news, of course, for the Jags' next home game, which will be on Sunday. In the tropics, we have a couple of disturbances that are have a decent chance to develop, a couple of areas of low pressure. The good news is it looks like these stay out over the Atlantic. One will be way out over the central Atlantic, well to the north and east of Bermuda. And then a second area will be developing over the next several days, low pressure over the western Atlantic, kind of between Virginia and the Carolinas and Bermuda or so over the western Atlantic. And initially, it'll be a slow mover, and it'll drift northward, and it'll be very near the Gulf Stream. So it may take on, if not full tropical characteristics, it could become a hybrid system, subtropical, in other words, but a lot of wind and wave action for parts of the mid-Atlantic and northeast. And then it should turn more northeast with time and move away from the U.S. by late in the weekend, especially the weekend. But either or both of those systems could become named storms. It's just that they stay out east of the U.S., and certainly no local impacts for Jacksonville northeastern Florida, so that's good news. Still keeping an eye, a wary eye, on the Caribbean and or Gulf of Mexico over the next couple of weeks. More likely it would be next week or beyond for some chance for some tropical mischief in that area. More always in Talking the Tropics with Mike at WOKV.com and ActionNewsJax.com. With all your weather all the time, have a great and safe week. I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for News 104.5 WOKV.
Spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout. Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your dollar a month trial today at shopify.com/records.